Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Trident Tech Labs Limited H2 and FY26 conference call hosted by Confide League Partners. As a reminder, all the participants' line will be in listen only, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask the questions after the presentation concludes. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based upon the belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as of the date of the call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. At Confide Leap, we represent the investor relations for Trident Tech Labs Limited. The company is represented by Mr. Supesh Nathani, who is the CEO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sukesh for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. I thank you for joining us for Trident Tech Labs full year FY26 earnings call. For those never in our story, I would like to tell you we are a 25-year-old knowledge-based engineering and technology company working across four verticals: power solution, engineering solution, cybersecurity, and semiconductor, serving power utilities, defense, space research organization, and the electronic industry across the government and the private sector. Let me begin with the number. On the standalone basis, FY26 revenue grew 26.8% to 97.08 crore, and standalone PAT was 12.56 crore, up to above 9%. Just as importantly, the balance sheet got stronger. Cash improved from 6.48 crore to 19.1 crore, and net worth strengthened to 68.91 crore. On consolidated basis, revenue was 97.24 crore, up 27%, while the consolidated PAT was 6.07 crore. I want to be very clear about why considerable PAT sit below standalone. This is not the operational weakness. This is the direct result of deliberate upfront investment into our semiconductor subsidiary and our international buildup in UAE. We choose to take this cost now to set up the company for its next phase of growth, and these investments start to pay off. Considerably, margin will recover. FY26 was also a landmark of year for order wins. We secured 17.73 crore order from DRDO, the largest defense order in the company's history, alongside 26.95 crore from the KSEB and 4.1 crore from BMEL. I also want to address trust and guideline ahead on. In the past, we have set expectation on the timing, and we did not always met, largely because of the government billing cycle and the time never what verticals like to measure. That is different today in concern. We have shown we can win the delivery large order. The DRDO order is the clearest proof. In the power and ESG, we are moving to our revenue recurring service of AMC. And with four vertical rather than one, we are not dependent on any single business doing well in the given quarter. For here now, we will keep our quarter updated, simple, and traceable. And let us delivery do the tracking rather than our forecast. On the footing, we are guiding to 30% CAGR in revenue, EBITDA, and PAT over the next 3 years on consolidated basis. Let me also mention in the few things we are focusing on this year in the power and ESG, We want to be solution provider, not just the reseller of the softwares. We are scaling PicTech 100, our own Make in India hardware. In cybersecurity, the job now to convert the pipeline we have built up into closed accounts. We have active pursuals running the several countries, and increasingly, we are seeing work where two of our verticals come together for the same customer, power and the cyber, or defense and semiconductor. And one remember, one shape of a sharp of our year. For us, the second half is always stronger than the first, but we expect that to hold for this upcoming year as well. With that, let me hand over to my colleague to talk about Mr. Tushar Barole, who is the executive director heading the power system also, to talk about our vertical power solutions group.
Thank you, Mr. Sukesh. I think power had already a healthy and revenue year, I believe. And we have already managed to maintain our stake, at least 80 to 90% stake in distribution utilities with our software like Syme. In case of substation design, we are already having the stake of 70 to 80% for substation design and engineering services. And we have already shown that by winning the cases like KSAB, Kerala Electricity Board, we can execute and win those big orders and execute nicely those orders as per the requirement. And strategically in future, definitely our objective is to shift our motto from software-based company to a service-based company. And we are targeting that this ratio should be minimum 50-50%, so that we can establish ourselves as a reliable expert company in case of power sector. Now, as we already know that we have invested for indigenous product for high-tech. Most of the electricity boards are struggling for high voltage, medium voltage, and low voltage network digitization. And these power utilities are struggling for the details of individual customers for phase detection. So which customer is connected to which phase? This is more important for ensuring the reduction of technical losses. And we believe all private power utilities and the government electricity boards, they are interested to know this information for the consumers. And TechLab has already completed the design of this phase identification product in India. It is under testing. And we are confident that 90% results of this product is already proven. So we want to take this product in upcoming months to the market for the utility of different engineering personnel. So from growth point of view, we believe that DER integration is an ongoing topic and which is very important when there are distributed energy resources like solar power, windmills, all kinds of projects are being implemented in India. And to support these engineering activities, TechLab is already providing the software and services. Beside this, now TechLab wants to enter into distribution automation products and hardwares and related engineering services. So I believe there is a positivity in all our objectives for power sector. And I would like to hand over my colleague, Mr. George De Silva. Thank you.
Thank you, Tushar, for giving an overview about the power solution group and the activities that we're doing and the growth plan that we have. Now, talking of the engineering solutions group, we have internally restructured the whole group as such into two verticals and one horizontal vertical, horizontal flow of the division. So the two verticals being the electronic design automation and the CAE, which is the computer-aided engineering. Now, these two verticals will be the backbone of the whole structure of ESG, where we would be targeting the companies or the accounts across the defense, across the public sector units, as well as the private segment units, mainly into the area of, let's say, the FPGA design, ASIC design, SoC design, or in the term case of, let's say, the reliability and other areas. The other version division being the CAE, the vertical which will be catering to most of the CAE-based opportunities across all these segments. Now to come to collaborate the whole organization and targeting the academic market segment, which will be going across the horizontal flow, where it will be catering to the EDA solutions as well as the CAE, the power solutions, as well as the cyber, wherein it will give solutions across all these portfolio that we have to all the academics, be it on the IITs, be it the NITs, or the BTEC colleges, or the private institutions across India. Now, talking about the legacy of the products that we've been supporting over the years, we have been the partner for Siemens EDA, which was previously Mentor Graphics, for over 16 plus years. Now, Siemens provides solutions right from the specs or the requirements until the manufacturing, as well as the post-manufacturing analysis and complete framework. Now, the solutions could be in the area of FPGA, complete design. It could be for the ASIC, it could be for the SoC, it could be for the IC packaging, system-based design, as well as the simulation world for the whole scenario. The other partner that we have is Hexagon MSC, which is now taken over by Cadence. So recently it was acquired by Cadence. It's now a Cadence product. We have been active partners for MSC or their solutions for over 14 plus years. We've written good amount of business, and some of the orders which we had listed earlier has been taken for this particular vertical or this particular solution. Now, Cadence or the MSC partner, which is called the Cadence MSC right now, this caters to solutions for the multiphysics. It could be the structure analysis, it could be the CFD, or it could be for the phatic analysis, acoustic sound-based analysis. All of this can be done by using this solution. So this portfolio from EDA as well as the CEA gives us a wide dimension or a wide portfolio or market segment which we can cater to as a solution provider. Other than this, so we have the product from Reliance, which is called the Reliability. Now, one of the products which is having a lot of foray in all of these defense or the public sector units, or even case of, let's say, the EV, which is coming up, wherein the reliability of a product is very important, or if you'd like to do a corrective action on the field analysis, if the product is in the field and you want to do a corrective analysis, or you want to do a complete flow or the complete cost analysis of that particular product, all of these can be done by the tool called Reliance. And this is along with us for around 7+ years. So all these products, be it Siemens, Cadence, or Reliance, we have had a long-standing association with them, which has helped us to come up with solutions or help the customers to help solve the problems which they are facing. Now, some of the new OEMs that we have signed is Keysight. Keysight is a well-known OEM across the RF simulation world. It's one of the well-known simulators available in the market right now. So we have joined hands with Keysight to promote the RF-based solutions, the photonics-based solutions, the IP management solutions, as well as the software development solution that they have. Now, Keysight would be promoted across all the segments that we've talked about, and we see that we would be able to make a major gateway into all of these segments that we've talked about. The other two partners being DEP, which is an optimization solution, which is AI-based, mainly for all of these CA-based analysis, which this DEP has solutions or good solvers, which could have which would work along with the existing CAE's tools so that you can have a very optimized and rugged solution for all of your structural designs. P7 is what you call as an optimizer solution, where if a particular customer has solutions, let's say from Cadence, he has solutions from Dassault or some other tool or CAE tools, he can optimize the whole flow for a particular product development. So because we, as we all know, each product has its own unique features, but then trying to combine all of these products and optimize a particular product development that would be the key to a success for every customer. And a lot of customers have shown keen interest. We've got few good giveaways in these products that we have just launched. We have done most case studies, and we have found good iteration from the customers for these particular solutions. So in all, we've had legacy products along with us, long-standing associations, as well as we are on the go getting onto new clients or new OEMs, so that our portfolio to the customer is broader and wider, which would help them to solve all their problems. Now, looking at the market segments we spoke about, our major customers, of course, are going to be the defense or the government customers. It could be the DRD, it could be the space, it could be CRS, IR labs, as well as coming back next would be the public sector units, as well as the private segment markets. It could be the SME market, it could be the mid-scale, it could be the MNC customers. So these all together help us to promote our solutions, our offerings across our technologies that we have. Now, if you're talking about the market size, if you look at the report given by Grandview Horizon, so they have done a market survey, and they, as per them, by 2030, the market is going to grow at a CAGR of around 21.8%, a big boost, a big jump in the requirement of simulation tools. Well, these simulation tools could be from the verticals that we have, from the EDA portfolio, could be from the CA portfolio, it could be from the other analysis tools that we have across the verticals. Now, this growth helps us to capture at least most of the segments, all the market segments, and wherein we can have a pretty good share of the market. Now, in order to do this, we have slowly started strategizing our approach to the customer. Now, being as just as a reseller to a particular OEM and giving a solution to the customer, now we are approaching a problem statement type of approach, where we talk to the customer, understand their problem, try to resolve the problems within solutions that we have, the portfolio of solutions we have across the verticals, and then give this as a solution to the customer, so that we will be known as a solution provider than a particular reseller. Now, this strategy is really helping us to understand the customer needs, give him the right solution, and make him understand that with this cluster of tools, he would be able to resolve his problem much faster than just going on to one tool, trying to break his head or trying to understand what all he can do to get a solution. Of course, the other market that is coming up, which is booming, is the EV industry. Now, EV industry has a different way of managing its flows. Now, if you're looking at the whole process that the EV market goes in, the structure is completely different. Now, we are working with all of the EV companies and trying to structureize the solutions as per their requirements. So there's a lot of customization that we're working with some of the EV companies like Ola or the Tata-based electric companies, where we are trying to give out a structured or a customized solution as per their workflows. Now, they have stringent workflows that they have to follow, and our software or the solutions that we provide needs to fall in those particular flows or those particular compliances. And once we have this particular structure or customized flow, this becomes our, what do you say, as the moat or the solution which will become as a competitive edge over any other solutions that is there in the market. So that is something which we're working on. We have already done some of the trial runs for them. We have done some of the customizations which they have accepted. They have asked us for some more customizations, and which would be we would be doing. And once we have that, we would be able to have a better foray into the EV market. The other major change that has happened in the industry has been on the subscription or the licensing policy. Now, this licensing policy over the years has been a perpetual license for all these products now. But now, most of the government organizations have started adopting the subscription model or the yearly model. Now, this shift would help not only the government agencies to have a return on investment on what solutions that they're taking or the tools that they're taking, but also to tech labs or companies like us to have a defined revenue model going on over the years with the subscription model. So that's something which we're targeting, and we are promoting more of the subscription model so that we be able to target this particular market scope that is available in the industry. So that is all from the ESG group, and thank you for hearing me out. And I would now like to invite Sandeep, who will be looking up, who's looking after the cybersecurity vertical, to give a foray into what solutions and the products that we have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, George, sir. So under the cybersecurity vertical, like, we have a complete range of security and risk services. And we have given them the customizability where as per the customer requirement, we can customize these solutions. And we are majorly working on four different areas under cybersecurity vertical. First is the cybersecurity solutions, under which we have security operation centers. Then we have cybersecurity system integrations, threat intelligence services, and application security services. So we have developed a strong ecosystem of OEMs, and all the prominent names in the market and cybersecurity arena are with us. And we are taking their help to stitch the solutions as per the customer requirement. The other area where we are working is audit and compliance. So after the rollout of the DPDP Act, it becomes a compliance for all the organizations to basically protect the personal data and personal identified information. So to manage those compliances, we have set of products and services available through which we do the audits of the organization, and we provide them services so that they can complete their compliances. We are also providing cybersecurity trainings. So we have cyber range solutions. So these cyber range solutions are a mandate for most of the defense and CPOs. So under the cybersecurity, cyber range solutions, they can simulate their entire IT infrastructure and can have a red teaming, blue teaming kind of an activities. So we also provide different cybersecurity training modules, and we impart them training on the basis of their requirements they have. We also have a manpower and professional services. So in case if they want to do some kind of a special customization of the solution, or they want to have a dedicated manpower to execute their cybersecurity verticals, we provide them. Now talking about the market size and positioning, we have differentiated solutions. Like, we are also working in AI-enabled security solutions. We have a tie-up with various companies. Even we have our own LLM also. So we have an LLM model also. Then we have unified security posture solutions and encrypted traffic visibility solutions. So with combining this all solutions, we have built a very strong pipelines, and we have been working with different domains that includes like defense, CPOs, then banking and financial customers and all. So we expect that, like, in the coming financial year, we'll be in a very better position in terms of like our solution and offerings. So I would like to hand over to Gandhi sir for the semiconductor briefing. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandeep. And thanks a lot to all the investors for your continued support and investment in our company. So I'm privileged to talk about our semiconductor subsidiary. So this Tech Labs Semiconductor as a subsidiary was formed with the vision that we will provide the silicon dreams to system realization kind of environment. So under the umbrella of Tech Lab Semiconductor, we have two major business operations which we have planned. One is the Semicon Design Services, where we work with all the semiconductor companies who are into Semicon design. We provide them the design resources to the turnkey projects, and work with them on the fixed fee kind of business model as well. And in addition to that, our another customer base would remain as government sector, where we will have the DRDO labs or space labs requiring our services in that domain as well. The other business that we have planned is the system design, which is predominantly the end-to-end product design. And that's where you will see that we have collaborated with Kane Semicon. So as I was talking about the vision, which is system, which is the Semicon dreams to the system realization. So as a part of that vision, if you see whatever George talked about as a part of the ESG group, we have EDA vertical within that, which is necessarily offering the EDA softwares, which is currently from Siemens. So these softwares are required to design your chips or essentially FPGAs or ASIC design. So we have that portfolio available from Trident Tech Labs as a parent company. Under the Tech Lab Semiconductor, we are building up the team, which is necessarily going to work on the entire chip design flow. We call it as ASIC design flow from RTL to GDS2. Then we have the partnership with Keyence Semicon, which is the subsidiary company of Keyence Technology. So under the Keyence Semicon, they have multiple capabilities. So one is, which is very popular these days, is the OSAT. So they have up and running plant in Sanand, Gujarat, which was inaugurated by Modi ji a couple of months back. And they have delivered the first packaging product to their customer even. So in addition to OSAT, they have capability of the post-silicon validation and system design. So that puts us into the right spot of delivering the system level design to all our customers through this partnership. As an extension of that, if a customer is interested in having the end-to-end product, that to be the volume manufactured product, we have that capability as well through Keyence Technology, because Keyence Technology as a company is well known in the market for last 38 years into the manufacturing era, right? So they have PCBA plant, EMS plant, mechanical wiring harness, whatnot. So they have about close to 16 plants across India and a couple of them outside India as well. So this is how we have built this ecosystem to deliver the Silicon Dreams to system realization kind of a vision for this company. Talking about the future of Semicon, right, or the Semicon market. Today, Semicon is a buzzword in addition to the AI, right? But if you look at the AI, the foundation of all the AI utilities or products or applications, underneath a semiconductor is the foundation, right? So as AI is growing day by day, the semiconductor is going to be in the same pace, it will be increasing, not only for AI application per se, but if you take the example of, say, automobile, right? So today, there is a lot of increment in the electronic components within the automobile kind of a product. So with that kind of growth, we are seeing about 12 to 14% of CAGR and anticipated growth of about 110 billion by 2030, as far as the India market is concerned, right? So as we are partnered with OSAT, and today, if you look at semiconductor as a topic for India, being this buzzword, everyone is going behind this topic, but there are two facets to it, right? One is the design and second one is the manufacturing. So I think India as a country, we have been proving ourselves very well for last four decades into the design space since, Texas Instruments started back in late 80s, right? And I think we are taking a super lead in the design aspect, but we were lagging on to the manufacturing up till now, and I think the government of India has taken the strong lead in the last couple of years by approving thousands of crores for, investing into OSAT plant to start with for six to seven major companies, and one among them is Keyence Semicon, of course. So I believe that we are in the right place at the right time with this partnership, and probably we can really prove ourselves and deliver the best for this industry in India. I think that's about it on the semiconductor side.
Thank you, Sanjay. Thank you very much, Sharji, George, Sandeep, Sanjay, for taking entire company's overview. Praveenji has also joined us. So thank you very much for joining all of us for this earning call. Now we are open for questions. If any questions, we can answer those questions, please.
Thank you, panel. Participants are requested to raise their hands for their questions. Also, one can request their questions in the question box. We will wait for 2 minutes for the queue to form. First, we have Mr. Jayesh Shah. Sir, you may unmute and kindly introduce yourself.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Shah, please.
Yeah. So I've gone through your numbers and I have a few questions based on that. So from what I can see, your revenue is up by 27%, but your console PAT fell by 47% to 6 crores. So can you elaborate on the reason for such a huge decline in PAT?
Yeah, with my open remark, I told you that we are deliberately investing on two verticals because these are the future vertical. One is the Semicon, and second is the international market. Because these two areas, we are investing deliberately because we see a long growth for these areas. So that's why the consolidated revenue is dipped only because of that. But as far as the standalone is concerned, we are growing.
Okay. And next question is from the balance sheet. So your receivables is close to around 58 crores, which I think is on a higher side. So like what are the steps which you will take to like reduce the receivables, if you can elaborate on that?
No, even if you see that our receivable day time is dropped down from 300 days to 216 days, right? And receivable is something because sometimes you are working with the government department, you have to complete the task, it takes time, execution of project, then only the bill is released. So that sometimes takes time.
Okay, and your standalone EBITDA margin also experienced a dip from 25% to 21% despite of the growing revenue. Can you tell me the reason behind this, and when do we see this margin stabilize, and what is the sustainable EBITDA margin in the long run? Can you throw some light on that?
No, EBITDA margin this time is declined. There are the two reasons for that. One is that you see the dollar fluctuation. This time the dollar fluctuation is the 8 to 10%. And second is we have increased the manpower, because something which you see the lot of companies we have tied up. We are building up those particular vertical for the future, because you need the trained manpower for promoting these products. There those technology into the areas. So that's why these are the two reasons that EBITDA margin is dropped down. But you will see this year onward, again, it is going to be stabilized.
Sure, fair enough. That's it. Thank you, and all the best to you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder to everyone, if you have a question, please raise your hand using the reactions tab. Also, one can request their questions in the question box. Next, we have Mr. Harshad Talud. Sir, you may unmute and kindly introduce yourself.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, now yes.
Yes, I am an individual investor. Good evening, sir. I have two questions. One is, in December 2025 con call, you alluded to a growth of about 200%, and you also said that our margins will be stable. In these results, I don't see either of this happening. Even earlier, In about June 25, we had guided a growth of about 30-40%. Again, before that, we had a guidance of about PAT of 40 crore. So somewhere I see that none of our guidance historically has fructified. So could you put some light on what is happening? I mean, is there some problem in getting orders? Is it execution, or why is this guidance again and again not being met?
No, very fair and straight questions. And I will be very honest to answer this question to you. If you see the 25, the first con call which we made, which I made, that time we were projecting the orders on the big volume. And that time, even we were not having that experience that bigger order takes longer time. Without knowing that, before that, we were doing the small business. 10 crore, 15 crore, that's small. But those tenders, which was the bigger value, that was not known to us that that takes long time. And if you see the last year, the quarter one was happy because of the spillover of one order. That is the justification for 25. When we talk about the last year we said that we are going to do our H1 is equal to S2 is always going to be better. But we have, it is a government business. When we flow, when we have submitted the tender, you see the election is come, the tender is ca tender, tender is, doesn't work. It has taken a long time. Now the tenders, they have again refloated the tender. So these kind of the government procedures is the main problem. It's from the day one, whatever the pipeline we are talking about, the pipeline is the same. It is increasing everywhere. The customer is willing to buy. The process is taking time. So this is the only reason for this, because the government business is the lumpy business. It always happens something like this year or this quarter or next quarter. So since this is our business is like that, that's why we are saying that please don't consider our results on half yearly basis. Let's consider the business on yearly basis. That's why we have given the guideline this year that we are going to assure that next 3 year we will grow with a 30% CAGR.
Okay, fine, got it. Second question I have is if you could give a segment-wise revenue for the four verticals and EBITDA margins.
Actually, our balance sheet is the consolidated, right? So as per the marketing, we do the segmentation, but not the not on the balance sheet. So we can't disclose it. What is the segment-wise revenue for that?
Okay, fine. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would request Mr. Mahesh Patel, sir, you may unmute and introduce yourself.
Everyone can hear me? Hello.
Yes, now we are able to hear you, sir.
Sir, stock has been down by almost 70% from the high, and is there management is having any buyback or preferential, or how do they address the retail negativity in the market about the company and sentiments?
सर जो मार्केट डाउन हुआ है सबसे ज्यादा दुखी तो हम हैं. हमारी वैल्यू खत्म हो गई. हम लोग कंपनी का ऑनेस्टली काम भी कर रहे हैं, ग्रोथ भी है, 27% ग्रोथ भी है ईयर टू ईयर. ठीक है, अब मार्केट यदि उसे समझ आ नहीं तो उसके लिए सर मार्केट तो हम जानते नहीं, हम तो केवल कंपनी चलाना जानते हैं. और ऑनेस्टली हमारे मैन पावर भी बढ़ रही है, हमारे कस्टमर भी बढ़ रहे हैं, हमारे साथ टाई अप्स भी हो रहे हैं, हम लोग नए वर्टिकल्स भी जोड़ रहे हैं. उसके बावजूद भी यदि हमारी वैल्यू 68%, हमारा 68% स्टेक है कंपनी में, वो नीचे आ गया, तो सबसे दुखी तो हम हैं सर. एज फार एज योर सेकेंड क्वेश्चन की बाई बैक वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू. वी वॉन्ट टू पुट ऑल द मनी टू द कंपनी ग्रोथ. दैट इज अवर फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी. हमारी कंपनी ग्रो होगी, मार्केट भी पहचानेंगे, इन्वेस्टर भी पहचानेंगे, पैसा भी देंगे, पैसा भी लगाएंगे सर.
सर, दूसरा मेरा एक क्वेश्चन है सेमीकंडक्टर बिजनेस और साइबर सिक्योरिटी के लिए. आई थिंक वी हैव संजय गांधी हियर फॉर द सेमी कॉन सीईओ. सो आई वांट टू आस्क दैट हमारा लास्ट कॉन कॉल पे अपना बात हुआ था कि वी आर प्लानिंग टू अक्वायर सम सेमी कॉन कंपनी, एंड उसका स्टेटस क्या है एंड हाउ दिस बिजनेस इज गोइंग टू ग्रो एंड हाउ डू वी सी इन टर्म्स ऑफ दिस ईयर एंड नेक्स्ट ईयर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन कमिंग फ्रॉम द इन टर्म्स ऑफ रेवेन्यू साइड एंड साइबर सिक्योरिटी में क्या स्टेटस है.
So, Mahesh sir, we'll take it one by one. So, I'll address the SIPCON side of question, and then Sandeep will help to answer on the cybersecurity. So, yes, what you said is right. Our thought process was when we started this subsidiary, instead of initial investments through the organic growth, what we thought that we should look for a company which we can acquire, which brings us few great customers. Team members and couple of offshore development centers, right? So that was the whole thought process with which we started looking out for companies. And finally, we identified one which was actually announced, but they came back and revised their proposal last minute of their exit, post acquisition, so which was not in line with our expectations. Then we looked for another company. When we look at these companies, right, we keep different parameters on our mind. One is the quality of their technical resources, their overall revenue, their EBITDA and their PAT, and the direct customers that they are serving. Then the longevity or the length of their current contracts with their customers. So these are all parameters we kept in mind while choosing. And we chose one company to work on, and post that we started the due diligence. During the due diligence, we could find that whatever projections that they made were not in line with the current results that which were appearing to us, right? And in the end, we realized that they were very, very down onto the EBIT and the revenue. So that doesn't make sense for even from you as an investor point of view to invest in that company to bring on board and work on their working capitals, right? So with that thought process, we decided that okay, let's for a moment stay away from it and let's start building up the team ourselves. So with that thought, we have started building up the team now, and we are working with the customers which are in both the areas, private semiconductor as well as the government labs. So from the business point of view, definitely it takes time because year one, year two will go into a lot of investment because when it comes to the semiconductor, identifying the right quality resources, technical capabilities is a challenge, and still we are working on that. So once we get that technical expertise with us, we will start working with the customers in the proof of concept mode, especially when we talk about the system design. On to the semiconductor design services, once we have the capabilities built up with us, we will start working with the customer to deliver their projects, right? So that takes a little amount of time, which is year one, year two, and probably year three onwards, I think we will have a stabilized recurring revenue coming in from this stream, and then we'll start looking out for a further growth path for this business. I hope I have addressed, but if you have still further questions, please go ahead, sir.
No, I think I got the idea. So we are saying that this year and next year we can't expect any revenue from the semicon side of it.
I wouldn't say revenue as such. There will be revenue because we'll be working as we move on with the team. But when it comes to the profitability and margins, of course, we will start seeing it something coming into green. Maybe in year three or so, right? But revenue will be certainly, we'll be starting as soon as we have the team in place.
And cybersecurity side of it.
Hello, Mahesh ji, Sandeep here. So in cyber security, like we've been continuously working and we have developed a strong OEM ecosystem. So supported by those OEMs, we have created, we have basically executed few POCs in very large accounts. So we are very positive that in terms of cybersecurity, we will be doing in this financial year and moving on. So like we have a team of experts. We have latest cutting edge AI enabled solutions. So we are very positive on that.
So are we having some kind of number for this financial year coming from the cybersecurity?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, Mahesh, whatever revenue I am saying, the 30% CAGR, it is included the cybersecurity. That is going to the part of it.
So, sir, just la this is the last question. I think as already somebody asked that, okay, in past we have whatever number committed, and we have never we could not able to meet the numbers or guidelines given by the management. How confident are we, to get 30% CAGR year on top line and bottom line?
Yeah, Mahesh, it is the I will address this particular question in two manner. One is the direct manner, is that our funnel is very strong. One is the funnel, and second is the pipeline is strong. Second is that we have segmented the business. Segmented the business, it means if you see the electronic design automation, we have segmented the three vertical inside the one vertical. And we have put the different heads for it. Senior level vice president kind of people is working, and they are expert from the market. So their team is working. So revenue will come from there. Then there is going to be the power sector. There are a team which is working on day-to-day affair, and there are some team which is working on the corporate level for the big opportunities. The same way, the big opportunities, even for the different people is working. So that's why the segmentation of business which we have done, that gives us the confidence that we are going to make it 30% CAGR. As far as the confidence is concerned, we are confident we will do minimum 30% CAGR. Because it is not that previously I have said that I will do the 1,000 relay. This time, at least, I cannot hunt the 100 meter relay. So I put my targets very, very achievable, and I know what achievable means. Previously, because of the big opportunity we thought it is going to come, we are not considering only the big opportunity this year. We are considering what is the how the business market is going to give us the business. That way we are doing.
Okay, sir, I have no further question. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I would request participants now to limit themselves to two questions. Next, we have Mr. Shiv Narayan. Sir, you may unmute and introduce yourself.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Sir, I think about 2 years back in the first ever con call, you had guided that you will be getting 1,000 crore top line revenue. And now probably you are saying that you were not aware about what will be the complications of the business and so on, and that's why you are not able to achieve it. But then how you irresponsible you can be for promising this kind of rate? Many people put in their money and now they are losing their money. So you should have some responsibility, right? And what kind of responsibility you have when you say that you will get 30% revenue? Though you are saying that you will achieve 30% CAGR, but who knows? How can we trust you?
Your question is very, very emotional question. When we said that we are the main sufferer, 68% shares still we are holding, our money is deteriorated. So main is ours. Secondly, even we were previously running the company, टुडे वी आर रनिंग द कंपनी. जो मैंने पहले कहा कि 1,000 करोड़ की कंपनी होगी, वो 5 साल में कहा था, 1 साल में नहीं कहा था, 2 साल में नहीं कहा था. अभी हमारा केवल दूसरा साल है. अभी आगे वाले सालों में यदि मैं 30% CAGR कह रहा हूं, तो 30% CAGR मैं बहुत सोच समझ के कह रहा हूं. क्योंकि पहले जितना भी हमने जो बड़े बड़े केसेस थे सबको डाल दिया था, हमें लगा था वो बिजनेस आ जाएगा. पर हमको भी ये नॉलेज नहीं था कि गवर्नमेंट का जो बिगर बिजनेस होता है उसमें लंपीनेस होती है. तो ये हमारे लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ा नॉलेज, हमारे लिए भी नॉलेज गेनिंग का मामला था.
still in 5 years it will not be 1,000 crore, right?
I cannot give you the figure right now, but certainly after this year con call, इस साल का जब मेरी बैलेंस शीट आएगी उसके बाद मैं नेक्स्ट ईयर का आपको दूंगा कि हम इस साल कितना बढ़ेंगे, फिर उसके अगले साल मैं आपको बताऊंगा कि हम कितना बढ़ेंगे. और मार्केट पोटेंशियल मैंने आपको बहुत क्लियरली अपने प्रेजेंटेशन में दिया है कि मार्केट कितना कितना बड़ा मार्केट है ये.
सर अगेन यू आर डूइंग द सेम मिस्टेक. आई एम कंटिन्यूइंग विद योर आंसर. Just now, few minutes before, you said that we will grow 30% CAGR for next 3 years, and now you are saying that next year I will tell you how much we will grow, and then again.
No, I am not saying that next year. What I am saying that 30% CAGR for up to next 3 years. But yadi, by the way, because I am not, this is not my commitment. But main yadi is saal 200 crore pe pahunch gaya, to agle saal ke results to alag honge na. ये तो ईयर टू ईयर होता है. ये तो मैं आपको ये कह रहा हूं कि मैं मिनिमम 30% CAGR का हमें लगता है हम कर लेंगे. पर अगले साल का रिजल्ट जब आएगा तो उसके अगले साल का टारगेट रखा जाता है. ऐसा ही होता है मार्केट में, ऐसे ही होता है कंपनीज में.
ओके सर, माय सेकंड क्वेश्चन इज दैट इट्स नॉट क्वेश्चन सर, इट इज अ सजेशन. देयर इज लॉट ऑफ र्यूमर दैट couple of people go and talk with you, and then that information gets leaked in the market, and because of those information a lot of people put money, and then a lot of people are suffering, and then you block them and you do not, they can't contact you, so they don't have any information, and then you are blocking them, and so people are in dark. So my suggestion is that please do not contact, or if anybody is contacting you, please do not respond to them, otherwise innocent investors are losing money.
इसमें मेरा आंसर ये होगा सर, यदि कोई भी इन्वेस्टर कहता है कि मैं आपसे मिलना चाहता हूँ, बिजनेस समझना चाहता हूँ, ठीक है, तो उसके लिए तो प्रमोटर्स को एक कॉन कॉल रखनी होती है, उसमें सब कुछ बताना होता है. पर उसमें हम ये नहीं बताते कि हम इस केस में काम कर रहे हैं, उस केस में काम कर रहे हैं. यदि कोई ऐसा बंदा है इन्वेस्टर जो मेरे से सुन के बाहर कुछ कहता है कि मैं तो मिल के आया हूँ प्रमोटर से और ये हो रहा है, तो सर उसको कैसे कैसे उसका मुंह बंद किया जा सकता है? वो तो बहुत मुश्किल काम है ना. पर जहां तक रही जो आपका सजेशन है, आपका व्यू है, उसमें हमारी तरफ से कोई लीकेज नहीं होती है और कभी भी लीकेज नहीं होगी.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट इन लाइन वी हैव मिस रिया शाह. मैम यू मे अनम्यूट एंड काइंडली इंट्रोड्यूस योरसेल्फ.
We can't hear you, ma'am.
Hello.
Participant is unresponsive. I'll move to the next participant. Next, we have Mr. Chintan Parekh. Sir, you may unmute and introduce yourself.
Okay, am I audible?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, sir, if you can help me understand segmental revenue breakup of your business. I understand semiconductor, we don't have any revenue in FI, jo March 26 ko numbers I expect. What about the other business? And how much is the split between service revenue out of that in all the three, vertical? And how much is the software sales part of it?
Maine abhi aapko bataya ki hamara jo balance sheet hota hai, wo consolidated hota hai. उसमें सेगमेंट वाइज हमारा रिजल्ट्स नहीं है. हम
दैट्स व्हाई आई एम आस्किंग बिकॉज़ सी यू नो द परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द कंपनी शेयर प्राइस राइट. वी रिक्वायर सम ट्रांसपेरेंसी टू अंडरस्टैंड हाउ द ईच ऑफ द बिजनेस फंक्शन इज डूइंग राइट. कहां से ग्रोथ आएगा आप बता रहे हैं कि ग्रोथ आएगा आएगा, थोड़ा समझना चाहते हैं कि हम कहां पर है सर.
नहीं, ग्रोथ तो तीनों जो चारों जगह से आएगा ना.
तो सर अभी क्या पोजिशन है बता सकते हैं तीनों बिजनेस की, कितना रेवेन्यू आ रहा है?
वही तो प्रेजेंटेशन में आपको ये बताया गया कि मार्केट सेगमेंट ये है, इस मार्केट सेगमेंट का इतना वॉल्यूम है मार्केट में, हम कितना ले पा रहे हैं उस पर डिपेंड करता है. हमारे तीनों तीनों चारों एरिया में वी हैव द मैन पावर, वी हैव द रिसोर्सेज, दे आर वर्किंग विद द क्लाइंट्स एंड वी हैव ए गुड फनल फॉर दैट. तो तीनों चारों जगह से आएगा. जैसे अभी मिस्टर गांधी ने कहा कि उसका रेवेन्यू आएगा पर उसे प्रॉफिट में आने में 3 साल लगेगा. ऐसा नहीं कि उसका रेवेन्यू नहीं आएगा, रेवेन्यू आएगा इस साल, बट उसका प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी में आने में 3 साल लगेगा। यदि आप इंडिपेंडेंट सेमीकॉन का बिजनेस है तो उसमें 3 साल में प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी होगी, बट रेवेन्यू हर साल आएगा।
नहीं सर, मैं ये पूछना चाहता हूं, अभी जो एग्जिस्टिंग बिजनेस है जिससे रेवेन्यू आ रहा है वो स्प्लिट क्या है सर? आपने क्योंकि वो आंसर नहीं किया जो मेरा मेन क्वेश्चन है।
नहीं, स्प्लिट तो अभी देखिए दो ही बिजनेस है, एक तो या तो पावर सिस्टम है या ESG है, तो 50-50% बिजनेस ले लो उसमें।
ओके, और उसमें सर सर्विसेज का बिजनेस कितना है और थर्ड पार्टी सॉफ्टवेयर सेल्स का बिजनेस कितना है?
नहीं, सर्विसेज का तो बिजनेस देखिए 30-40% चला जाता है,
दोनों में?
क्योंकि हाँ दोनों में सर्विस का बिजनेस तो होगा ही होगा, केवल प्रोडक्ट का सेल थोड़ी ना होता है। आजकल प्रोडक्ट तो कोई बेच प्रोडक्ट पहले तो सब नहीं बेच सकते, पर प्रोडक्ट बेचना यदि हो सकता है, हमने मैंने केस बनाया तो कोई XYZ सीधे कंपनी को कहेगा मैं आपका प्रोडक्ट बेच देता हूँ, लेकिन उसे सर्विस करना, उसको इम्प्लीमेंटेशन कराना, वो बहुत बड़ा टास्क है। उसी के लिए तो इतने लोग रखे होते हैं, इसीलिए तो उनको इतने साल की ट्रेनिंग दी गई होती है, वो मेन काम है सर।
सर एंड जो यूजुअली जो वैल्यू एडेड रीसेलर वाला जो बिजनेस है जहाँ जहां से अपना 60-70% रेवेन्यू भी आ रहा है, यू नो वेर वी आर सेलिंग थर्ड पार्टी OEM के सॉफ्टवेयर जो जो बेच रहे हैं, यूजुअली द परसेंटेज लाइज बिटवीन 5-6% यूजुअली। इज दैट द सेम केस इन योर बिजनेस एज वेल सर?
किन सॉफ्टवेयर्स की बात कर रहे हैं आप?
जैसे आपने बोला सर वी हैव अ पार्टनरशिप विद फॉर बोथ PSG एज वेल एज ESG सेगमेंट, वी आर सेलिंग लॉट ऑफ सॉफ्टवेयर ऑफ अदर OEMs, करेक्ट?
यस,
सो
सॉफ्टवेयर तो देखिए, एक मिनट सर, अंडरस्टैंड द बिजनेस। यदि मैं किसी को FPGA डिजाइन की बात कर रहा हूं तो उसे एक मेन टूल चाहिए होता है, ठीक है, मेन टूल पे काम करेगा वो। मेन टूल के बाद डिजाइन करने के लिए उसको सर्विस चाहिए होगी हमसे, तो मेन टूल का पैसा तो देना ही होगा उसे, साथ में उसे सर्विस का भी पैसा देना होगा, दोनों चीजें देनी होगी ना। वैसे ही पावर सिस्टम में है, पावर सिस्टम में मेन टूल तो चाहिए चाहिए होगा।
तो मिस्टर चिंतन, आई थिंक इफ आई अंडरस्टैंड योर क्वेश्चन, यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दी मार्जिन्स दैट वी गेट थ्रू दी डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ द सॉफ्टवेयर, इज दैट व्हाट योर क्वेश्चन वॉज?
एब्सोल्युटली सर,
ओके, सो इट्स नॉट इन द रेंज ऑफ 4-6% बिकॉज दैट्स टू ऑन अ लोअर साइड। यूजुअली दिस वेरीज फ्रॉम यू नो डबल डिजिट्स इन मच मच हायर देन व्हाट यू आर एंटिसिपेटिंग, राइट? सो इट्स नॉट दैट लोअर नंबर।
ओके, अंडरस्टूड सर। सो नाउ आउट ऑफ द 150 एम्प्लॉइज डू वी हैव, हाउ मेनी आर इन साइबर सिक्योरिटी डिवीजन?
साइबर सिक्योरिटी राइट नाउ वी आर बिल्डिंग अप, इट इज अप्रॉक्सिमेटली 10-15 पीपल।
ओके, एंड हाउ इज द स्प्लिट बिटवीन द रेस्ट ऑफ द टू यू नो PSG एंड ESG?
PSC में ज्यादा होंगे क्योंकि उसमें सर्विस जो प्रोजेक्ट का काम होता है वो ज्यादा होता है, ESG में कम होंगे परसेंटेज वाइज, मेरे ख्याल से 40%
ESG,
ESG में होंगे और 70% पावर सिस्टम, 60% उसमें होंगे।
ओके। और सर जो हमारे पावर सॉल्यूशन ग्रुप में आपने जो ग्रोथ ड्राइवर बोले हैं जैसे सिम कैप है, डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑटोमेशन है, डायरेक्ट एनर्जी यू नो इंटीग्रेशन है, फेस डिटेक्शन डिवाइस है, रफली बता सकते हैं हमारे करंट रेवेन्यू में कितना हमने इसमें अचीव किया है, या तो फिर हमारी ऑर्डर बुक में हम क्या यहाँ पे देख रहे हैं अभी जो हमारी ऑर्डर बुक है?
नहीं, जो फेस फेस डिटेक्शन सॉफ्टवेयर, फेस डिटेक्शन डिवाइस है, वो तो हमने आपको बताया कि हम लोग इस साल से उसको बेचना शुरू करेंगे,
ओके,
ठीक है, उसका रेवेन्यू तो अभी है नहीं। जहां तक जो सिम कैप और ये बताएं, ये एक एक पर्टिकुलर ही टेक्नोलॉजी के अंदर के वो हैं सिम
करेक्ट, बट
कॉन।
सर वो ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के अंदर आपने मेंशन किया हुआ, राइट? तो आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड कि अभी कितना कंट्रीब्यूशन है कि हम आपको नेक्स्ट कॉन कॉल में मेजर कर सके हमने ग्रोथ अचीव किया इन लीवर्स में और या नहीं।
जो जैसे सिम कैप आपका प्रोडक्ट कह रहे हैं, सिम कैप प्रोडक्ट जो है इसका अप्रोक्सीमेटली 20% आप पावर सिस्टम में यदि आप बिजनेस कर रहे हैं तो अभी उसका होगा 6-8% होगा, उसे आप 20% तक ले जा सकते हैं मैक्सिमम।
ओके, ऑलराइट, व्हाट अबाउट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑटोमेशन सर, हाउ मच आर वी?
डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑटोमेशन का जो सेक्टर है, नाउ इट इज ग्रोइंग एंड वी आर ऑल्सो इंट्रोड्यूसिंग सम न्यू एमिशन हार्डवेयर एंड प्रोडक्ट्स शॉर्टली, बट ये सेक्टर ऐसा है कि ये कंटिन्यूसली आगे ग्रो होने वाला आने वाले 20 सालों में, बिकॉज government is implementing a lot of policies for smart grid kind of infrastructure, right? So isme ye structure grow hone wala, that's why we are introducing some of the technologies.
Sir, growth ka mujhe bilkul.
Thank you. I would now like to restrict participants to one question because of time constraints. Next, we have Mr. Rajesh Jain. Sir, you may unmute and kindly introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have a few questions. First question is on the balance sheet. So there is an inventory buildup from 2 CR to nearly 4.7 CR. And your short-term borrowings have also increased from 5 CR to 14 CR. So can you explain what is this inventory and for what purpose have you taken the short-term borrowing?
I will request Mr. Kapil Sharma to answer this question.
Hi, Rajesh ji.
वो आपको answer देते हैं इस question का.
Hi, Rajesh ji. राजेश जी, ये इन्वेंट्री बिल्डअप है, ये इसलिए है कि लास्ट मार्च में फोर्थ क्वार्टर में जो मार्च मंथ था उसमें कुछ परचेज करी गई थी जो फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में वो सोल्ड आउट हो जाएगी, वो तो वो इस वजह से आपको इन्वेंट्री इंक्रीज दिखाई दे रही है. अदरवाइज वो हमारे पास इन्वेंट्री ज़्यादा रहती नहीं है, हम इन्वेंट्री रखते नहीं अपने पास.
सर ये इन्वेंट्री क्या चीज का है बेसिकली, आप तो सॉफ्टवेयर सेल करते हैं ना?
यस यस यस, सॉफ्टवेयर आता है, सॉफ्टवेयर के जो होते हैं लाइसेंसेज होते हैं, लाइसेंसेज मंगवाने पड़ते हैं ना सर, जो है परचेज तो कर लिया आपने जो है, लेकिन अगर उसको फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में अगर कोई बिलिंग होना है तो वो फर्स्ट क्वार्टर में बिलिंग हो जाएगा. तो इन्वेंट्री हमारे पास, क्योंकि एंड यूजर बेस्ड लाइसेंस होते हैं सर ये जो है, तो हमारे पास इन्वेंट्री जनरली रहती नहीं है सर.
और जो शॉर्ट टर्म बोरिंग का मैंने पूछा था, 5 सीआर से 14 सीआर जो इंक्रीज हुआ है,
5 सीआर से 14 सीआर इसलिए हुआ है, कुछ शॉर्ट टर्म हमें वर्किंग कैपिटल के लिए लोन लेना पड़ा था बीच में जो है, वो है शॉर्ट टर्म है, वो पे ऑफ हो गई, वो कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं थे, वो वर्किंग कैपिटल के बीच में शॉर्ट टर्म के लिए लिया था हमने.
थैंक यू. नेक्स्ट वी हैव मिस्टर जीकेएस. सर यू मे अनम्यूट एंड काइंडली इंट्रोड्यूस योरसेल्फ.
सर आई एम ऑडिबल?
यस सर.
Okay, so usually our second half is a lot larger than the first half. And of course, you advised earlier in the call that we have to look at the whole year revenue. But we see a steep drop in the H2 revenue for FY26. Any reason?
I have already answered this question. There are good opportunities which is being tendered. But those states, the election was declared, right? And the tender was postponed. And now they will reflow the tenders.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Mr. Prasan B. Sir, you may unmute and introduce yourself.
Hello, sir. So I have a question regarding the order book. Like you specifically mentioned about 17 or 19 crore of order book, which you have currently. So I just wanted to understand like how, I mean, this order flow is based on what parameters? Like suppose you are getting a business from, like earlier we used to receive notifications from you regarding the orders you have received. I mean, we used to do it frequently, right? From DRDO and others. So in future, like how, like, this is just a 17, 18, 19 crore order book, right? So what is the plan? I mean, how much orders will be received in this? I mean, I don't want you to give it any kind of guidance, but like, how does this particular thing work? Like, how do you get the orders and like in what frequency and what can we expect in future? And the second question is regarding the acquisition, because in last two con calls, you had told us that you are maybe going to acquire some company in US or maybe you're looking for some companies. So is there any progress or you have dropped that plan? Thank you.
I will answer the second question, which is already Sanjay Gandhi ji has already briefed you in detail that we were looking, but when we have found it is not suitable to acquire, we have dropped that plan. And we are building up our own team. Answer to question number one, जो order लेते हैं सर, order में दो part होते हैं, एक part होता है जो immediate bill हो जाता है, कुछ part ऐसा होता है जो आगे जाता है, वो AMC भी हो सकता है, उसमें services भी हो सकती हैं, उसमें facility management system भी हो सकता है, कई कई part उसमें जुड़े हो सकते हैं. वो जो ऑर्डर जो बिलिंग नहीं हुआ वो ऑर्डर इन हैंड माना जाएगा। जैसे आज की डेट में हमारे पास जो ऑर्डर इन हैंड है वो लगभग 35 करोड़ के हैं, ठीक है। अब यदि हमारा 35 करोड़ की बिजली पिछले साल हो गई होती तो हमारा तो टर्नओवर अच्छा हो गया होता, इस समय नेगेटिव भी नहीं होता, सब बढ़िया होता। लेकिन वो बिलिंग नहीं हो सकती क्योंकि वो FMS है, उसमें AMC है और चीजें हैं जो कि नेक्स्ट आने वाले सालों में या आने वाले दिनों में या आने वाले मंथ में बिलिंग होगी, ये पार्ट होता है सर।
सर, और जस्ट वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन सर, रिगार्डिंग द लंपिनेस यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट. सो गोइंग फॉरवर्ड, आई मीन द लंपिनेस विल बी मोर इन द एच टू पार्ट, और इट विल बी बैलेंस्ड आउट इन बोथ द क्वार्टर्स, आई मीन गोइंग फॉरवर्ड एज इन दिस ईयर ऑनवर्ड्स.
नो, आई हैव ऑलरेडी इन्फॉर्म्ड ऑल द पीपल दैट वी हैव क्रिएटेड द सेगमेंट्स। तो दो तरह के सेगमेंट्स होंगे कि जो कि हमारे प्राइवेट बिजनेस पे भी फोकस कर रहे हैं, प्राइवेट का बिजनेस भी आ रहा है। तो प्राइवेट बिजनेस में लंपीनेस नहीं होता, प्राइवेट बिजनेस उसी क्वार्टर में आता है जिस क्वार्टर में फोरकास्ट किया गया हो। तो आपका लगभग 30-40% बिजनेस, 50% बिजनेस यदि उस वर्टिकल से आ रहे हैं, स्ट्रक्चर्ड वर्टिकल से आ रहा है, तो आपका जो लंपीनेस है वो खत्म हो जाता है। सो दैट दिस ईयर ऑनवर्ड यू विल सी, दिस ईयर यू विल सी सम रिजल्ट्स, नेक्स्ट ईयर ऑनवर्ड यू विल सी मोर रिजल्ट्स। सो लंपीनेस खत्म हो जाएगा उसके बाद।
ओके सर. सर जस्ट वॉन्टेड जस्ट वन सजेशन सर, बिकॉज मेनी पीपल हैव इन्वेस्टेड इन योर स्टॉक एंड वी आर ट्रस्टिंग यू, दैट इज वाई वी हैव इन्वेस्टेड इन योर स्टॉक. सो इन फ्यूचर आवर रिक्वेस्ट वुड बी इफ यू कैन, आई मीन वेन एवर यू सी वेरी काइंड ऑफ नोटिफिकेशन और ऑर्डर्स, आई मीन वी नो दैट यू आर गिविंग इट टू द एक्सचेंजेस एंड आवर बेस्ट विशेज आर विथ यू. जस्ट मेक श्योर दैट हुएवर हैज इन्वेस्टेड इन योर कंपनी दे आर गेटिंग द बेनिफिट इन फ्यूचर, बिकॉज वी आर ट्रस्टिंग यू एंड वी होप दैट एवरीथिंग विल बी फाइन इन फ्यूचर. दैट इज वॉट वी कैन से. थैंक यू.
सर वन थिंग आई कैन एश्योर यू, आई एम ऑल्सो इन्वेस्टर इन द कंपनी। आई इन्वेस्टेड 40 ईयर इन दिस कंपनी एंड आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू डिच एनी पर्सन इंक्लूडिंग माई सेल्फ फॉर द स्मॉल मनी। वी आर गोइंग टू पुट द बेस्ट एफर्ट्स, आई एम टेकिंग द बेस्ट एक्सपर्ट्स फ्रॉम द मार्केट एंड बिल्डिंग दिस टीम। यू विल सी इन द फ्यूचर दिस कंपनी इज गोइंग टू ग्रो वेरी बिग। थैंक यू।
Thank you to all the participants for their questions. I would like now to hand over to the panel for their concluding remarks.
So thank you, investor. It was a good question answer session. And whatever you have, I have informed you today, it is very clear what is our thought process, how we run the company, and how the business happens. The entire board, entire company, the heading headed by the young professionals, and they have the vast experience in the particular areas. So we generally get the comments from the people, the management is sleepy, management is old. It is not like that. Management is very, very alert. They are putting the best people in the system to do the work, and they are doing the best work. So please, I ensure you that we are working very, very fine, the best practices in the industry. Thank you very much for all of you for joining this call. Wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining Trident Tech Labs Limited H2 and FY26 conference call hosted by Confide League Partners. Participants may now sign off. Thank you, everyone.